Dear Journal, apparently Miss Olgrim's refreshments gave all the kids food poisoning. So now I'll have to wait around for 2 days till the kids get better, the sets can be repainted, and the carpets can be cleaned. Once that's done, we can resume rehearsals. I'm not sure I'll recover psychologically from the high-fidelity surround sound presentation of vomiting children. Be that as it may, I'm meeting with Alice for coffee after work. At least that's something to look forward to. Please don't ring. Please don't ring. No, no, no! Hello, NB George Associates. How may I help you?
Hello, is this Violet?
Alice, why are you calling the office? I'm meeting you in 10 minutes.
I figured I'd keep the phone line busy for a minute or so, just in case you got one of those annoying last-minute calls.
You're the best, Alice. I mean, the very best.
I know. Well, looks like time's up. See you soon.
See you tomorrow, Tabby.
Have a wonderful life.
Yeah, all the kids got food poisoning and threw up all over the set and stage. It was absolutely disgusting.
It's good I left when I did. Maybe we don't trust Mrs. Olgrim's snacks anymore?
Yeah, maybe not. I'm just worried the whole thing will be a disaster. The kids can't remember half their lines, and someone is always doing something to disrupt the rehearsal. Milton, for example, he's like magnetically attracted to the window.
You're pretty stressed with this, aren't you?
You think? Every rehearsal, except apparently the one you ran, has been total chaos. I don't know what to do.
What if you just flow with it?
I can't do that, Alice. I'm not you.
So this is a Christmas program, right?
Correct. Why?
What if Jesus decided not to come because we were just running around, making mostly chaos of everything?
Your point?
I just think that if Jesus can deal with our messy, chaotic existence, then maybe we can have grace for each other's too.
It's not like that, Alice.
Uh-huh.
I'm serious. These kids just don't listen.
Uh-huh. So, are you having family in for Christmas this year?
No, we're all getting together at my sister's place.
Nice. That's gotta be a great time.
Silent night, holy night, all is
calm.
Calm, all is bright. Round yarn. Hey, you look like a shepherd, Mom.
That's not how I remember the next line going.
But look, Dad. Mom's hair is all twisted up in a towel, like a shepherd's hat or a pretzel stick.
I see that, Harper. Now that you're feeling better, we need to keep practicing your song.
I'm scared to go back to our rehearsal, Dad. What if I mess up?
If you mess up, that's okay, Harper. But we want to practice as much as we can so that you don't have to worry about messing up.
It's not okay to mess up for Miss Violet.
Then let's practice, okay?
Okay.
Start again.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is calm.
So there we all was, just minding our own businesses, when all of a sudden, a light shined so bright, it almost blinded me.
That's closer, Carter. You're doing great.
I'm afraid, Mom.
Of what?
Miss Violet. I don't think she likes me.
It's Violet, honey, not Violent. Why don't you think she likes you?
I don't know.
Look, honey. Miss Violet is under a lot of pressure right now, and she's trying her best to make this program as good as she can. So why don't we try to help her by doing our best to memorize the lines she's given us?
I try, Mom. I really do. I think I almost have them every time. But when I get on stage, I get scared. I can't remember most of my words anymore.
How about this? If you can memorize your lines by tomorrow evening, we'll go get ice cream.
Really?
Really.